Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to sit around and do some thinking, and we've got some heartfelt songs. But to get us started, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, so here are some songs of thanks, starting off with the Casa Loma Orchestra.
Night I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost, than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway and emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band, October 24th, 1933, and Thanks. The vocalist was Al Boley, who joined Ray Noble shortly after this recording to go to the U.S. Pianist and bandleader Lou Stone was born in London in 1898. He began as a pianist and arranger for Burt Ralston's band, and he also wrote scores for Burt Ambrose. He started recording for the Duophone Company as early as 1929. He joined the Roy Fox Band in 1931, but when Roy fell ill a few months later, Lou became leader and arranger for the band. At the invitation of the Monsignor Restaurant, he formed his own Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band and opened on October 24, 1932. Other venues in the 30s included the Hollywood Restaurant, the Trianon Restaurant, the Dorchester Hotel, and London's Café de Paris, where he frequently did remote broadcasts. From 1931 to 35, he was musical director for Dominion Films, where he worked on 40 pictures. Lou Stone died on February 13, 1969, at age 71. And we began this Thanksgiving set and the show with the Casaloma Orchestra in New York on December 19, 1932, and Thanksgiving. Here are a couple more songs which give thanks.
Thanks a million thanks to you for everything that love could bring you brought me. Each tender love word you happen to say is hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million. But how can I convey it all? I don't want to bore you. It's so hard to say it all, standing here before you. There's so very much to say in so many ways, but I found a different way in a current phrase. A million, For I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
Holland tunes and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, your cozy chair and parties where we sang Sweet Adeline. How lovely it was. Many is the time that we feasted, and many is the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much.
Denny Dennis vocalizing on Thanks for the Memory, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. They're played by Roy Fox and his band from the Monsignor Restaurant on February 15, 1938, just a few years after Lou Stone was there in the recording we heard a few minutes ago. And before Roy Fox, it was Martin Downey, the Irish Nightingale, on September 5, 1935, and Thanks a Million from the 1935 musical and political satire Thanks a Million, which starred Dick Powell and also featured Fred Allen and Paul Whiteman. Some songs of thanks on Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with some heartfelt songs when we return right after this. Last week, November 12th, in 1925, Louis Armstrong made the first records that bore his name as bandleader, My Heart and Yes, I'm in the Barrel. So here is that 1925 recording of My Heart and some other Heart songs.
Thank you.
From the musical review Thumbs Up, which opened at the St. James Theater on December 27, 1934, and ran for 156 performances, that was Ruth Etting recording in mid-1935 with the Victor Young Orchestra, and Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, music by James Hanley. And we began this hearty set of songs with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five and My Heart. The Hot Five was made up mostly of musicians from King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. The first version of the band featured Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Kid Ory on trombone, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo, and Louis' wife, Lil Hardin Armstrong, on piano. Each received $50 per recording session. Lil Armstrong wrote My Heart, which was copyrighted in 1920. Its full title was My Heart Will Always Lead Me Back to You, and it was originally written as a waltz. Definitely not a waltz in that recording. Here's Franklin Bauer, and he's got a song in his heart.
Though I know that we meet every night,
night, and we couldn't have changed since the last time. To my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're increasingly sweet, so whenever we happen to meet, I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start. But it soon is a hymn to your grace. Of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? What I always knew, I would live life through in a song in my heart.
Drumming from the humming beat of my heart. wireless cars that flash their powers and thunder showers that pitter and patter, sounding to the pounding beat of my heart. Arms and your mind, my love's all needs another line with words divine that your name will rhyme with while I sing in time with every beat of my heart.
Ramona Davies, better known simply as Ramona, with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in March of 1934 and The Beat of My Heart. Ramona was preceded by Franklin Bauer with A Song in My Heart, H-E-A-R-T, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, H-A-R-T, recorded on December 27, 1929. With A Song in My Heart is from the 1930 picture Spring is Here. Some heartfelt songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to send your comments and or requests to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com via the internet or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're going to do some thinking when we return right after this. Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1840 in Paris of sculptor Auguste Rodin, R-O-D-I-N. At age 14, he entered the Petite École, a state-run school of arts and crafts, but was rejected three times by the prestigious École des Beaux-Arts. In 1864, he created his first important work, Man with the Broken Nose, and in subsequent years, he worked on decorative sculptures in the studio of Albert Carrier-Belleuse. In 1875, he made a trip to Italy, where he studied the works of Michelangelo. Rodin returned to France and began creating sculpture that was dramatically different from the formal ideals of the day. His figures more often than not were missing limbs or other details, and they were criticized as incomplete and unfinished. On the other hand, 1877's The Age of Bronze was so lifelike, he was accused of casting it from a live model. In 1880, Rodin received his first state commission for The Gates of Hell and created The Thinker, representations of which you've seen if you've ever watched a rerun of The Dobie Gillis Show or any number of Warner Brothers cartoons. Anyway, here in honor of Auguste Rodin and The Thinker are some rapidly rotating records about thinking, starting off with Carol Gibbons.
You'll spend some lonesome weekends. Before you make your mind up, stop and count right up to 10. Maybe if we wind up, you'll be bragging that you knew me when. Better think twice before you walk off my lot. Take my advice, at least you know what you've got. So don't tear up my snapshots, you'll be sorry if you do. Better think twice, don't say we're through.
Irene Taylor, accompanied by Jack Gardner's orchestra in Dallas on October 18, 1925, and a Jack Gardner composition, I Ain't Thinkin' About You. And we begin this thoughtful set of songs with Carroll Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orpheans, with Harry Bentley performing the vocal on Better Think Twice from May of 1934. In 1923, Rudy Vallee and Carol Gibbons were studying at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston when they were recruited to play at London's prestigious Savoy Hotel. Both made the trip, but only Vallee was hired at that point. Carol Gibbons studied at the Royal Academy of Music and played piano at the Berkeley Hotel. But in 1926, he moved to the Savoy and began playing with the Savoy Orpheans under DeBroy Summers. When Summers left in 1927, Carol Gibbons was offered the baton. And if you go to the Savoy Hotel even today, you can see a gold plaque on one of the hotel's grand pianos with the inscription, "Carol Gibbons played at this piano, 1926 to 1954. Continuing this thinking set of songs, I think I'll play something by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago.
Thank you.
Personality Girl, Annette Henshaw, and Kalmar and Ruby's Thinking of You from November 23, 1927. And before Annette, we heard the Benson Orchestra of Chicago with Don Bester on piano and Frankie Trumbauer on C Melody Sax, and Think of Me, recorded by Victor in Camden, New Jersey on January 30, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you're not doing so, you might want to sit down for our next segment, coming up right after this. Last week, on November 13th in 1933, the first sit-down strike was organized by members of Local P9 of what is now the United Food and Commercial Workers Union against the Hormel Packing Company in Austin, Minnesota, the home of Spam. I hope you'll stay seated and listen to this next set of songs about sitting. Here are the six Jumping Jacks.
Like me, waiting for love, sitting around alone.
That record. Well, we've played two versions of the same song before, but these two versions of the same song were recorded on exactly the same day, March 9th, 1926. We first heard Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with drummer Tommy Stack's vocal and an 8-bar banjo solo by Harry Reaser on Sittin' Around. And then we heard Coon Sanders Orchestra and Sittin' Around, sung by its composer, Carlton Coon. I don't know what the Jumping Jacks and Coon Sanders were sitting on as they were sitting around, but Julia Garrity was sitting on a rubbish can. That Victor record credits Julia Garrity and her Playboys, actually Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Ramblers. She made only one other record, A Good Man Is Hard to Find, also credited as Julia Garrity and her Playboys. We're going to finish up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, but first I want to remind you that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to click in or tune in again next week for more Rapidly Rotating Records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, June 9th, 1930, and Sitting on a Rainbow. The vocal refrain is by the King's Jesters, John Ravencroft, George Howard, and Francis Burton. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Sitting on a rail.